Starting at the new duties for re-elected councillors, I'll be chairing the meeting for the first portion of the proceedings. So I don't have any announcements. We do have a couple of apologies from Glenn Breed and Fancy McDowell, who couldn't be here unfortunately. Any declaration of interest, you've got your forms, public question time. Do we have any members of the public that wish to pose a question? We'll move on to item six, swearing in of newly elected and returning councillors. So congratulations to councillors Close, Greenwich and Guarini on being re-elected. I'll call you up in alphabetical order to undertake your declaration of elected members, starting with councillor Close.
I, Brian Graham Close, of Lot 33, Castor Street, Southern Cross, WA, having been elected the office of councillor of the Shire of Yilgarn, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office of the people of the district according to the best of my judgment and ability. I will observe and the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Yilgarn under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
I, Lisa Marie Greenwich, of 32195 Gradison Highway, Moorine Rock, WA 6425, having been elected to the office of Councillor of the Shire of Yilgarn, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Yilgarn under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1994, declared at 23 Antares Street, Southern Cross, WA, on 22nd of October 2025.
I, Gary Michael Guarini, of location number 501, Guarini Road, Southern Cross, WA 6426, having been elected to the office of Councillor of the Shire of Yilgarn, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Yilgarn under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
Two nominations, we need to go to the private ballot. So I do have ballot forms. The process will be, it goes to a vote, so at the back we've got a ballot box. I'll ask councillors to go one at a time, there's a pen down there. Write a number one in the corresponding box to which you decide to pick. In the event there's a drawn process, we will adjourn for a period of time. We'll go to vote a second time. In the event that there's a draw a second time, we will then go to the election papers have been signed at the back. There's six for the six councillors, so just so councillors are aware that it's a fair and reasonable process. Any questions before you get started? Thank you. Okay, Cameron Watson to assist with the vote counting. Councillors, we have a result, 4-2, Councillor Close is our Shire President. Congratulations, Brian. If anyone would like to look at the results, you're more than happy to look at the ballots that have been put in. Okay. That being the case, I will congratulate Brian and get you to come up and do your declaration, please.
I, Brian Graham Close of 3319 Castle Street, Southern Cross, having been elected to the office of the President of the Shire of Yilgarn, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office of the people of the district according to the best of my judgment and ability. I will also observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Yilgarn, Section 5.104 for the local government 1995, declared today, 21st of October. Okay. Thank you.
And as such, I will vacate the chair, Brian, and you can take up the
Okay, so with the election of that, thanks everyone for voting. I thank you, Linda. Thank you for running as well. So with that, I declare vacancy for deputy.
Yep, I have
nominations.
Chairman, Mr. President, I've had one nomination in writing from Councillor Guarini.
Any other nominations? All in favour? Councillor Guarini?
Congratulations.
Please.
I can ask Councillor Guarini to come up and do his declaration, please.
Okay, I, Gary Guarini of 501 Guarini Road, Southern Cross. Having been elected to the office of Deputy President of the Shire of Yilgarn, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Yilgarn under section 5.104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
Do you want to hand over? Yeah, I've got
it. Okay, thank you, Gary. Councillor Green. With that all done, we'll now go into the committees. I'll hand it over to the CEO for calling the members for the committees.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 9 is election of councillors to various advisory committees of council. 9.1 is the Shire of Yilgarn Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. So this is one that has been recently changed for the terms of reference at the October council meeting. There's normally, we have three councillors and a independent chair. Lucky ex-councillor Della Bosco is in the room. He has put his, nomination up to be the independent chair. So we just need three councillors to put their hand up for the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee.
Councillor Bradford, Councillor Newbury, Councillor Grandage.
So the recommendation is that council by absolute majority appoints councillors Bradford, Newbury and Grandage to the Shire of Yilgarn Audit Risk and Improvement Committee and confirms Wayne Della Bosca as a community representative on the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, I should say, sorry.
All in favour?
Oh, can I move in a second, please?
Oh, mover. Linda Rose. And Marie? Councillor Green?
Yep. I'll put it to the vote.
All in favour? Against? No. All carried.
9.2 is the Shire of Yilgarn Bushfire Advisory Committee. We normally have two councillors appointed to the committee, with the Regulatory Services Officer being responsible for secretarial duties. So we seek two nominations for the Bushfire Advisory Committee.
Councillor Rose and Councillor Guarini.
So the recommendation is that council appoints Councillors Rose and Guarini as its representatives on the Shire of Yilgarn Bushfire Advisory Committee, with a Regulatory Services Officer being responsible for secretarial duties associated with the committee.
Councillor Bradford, Councillor Greenwich. No one against? Carried.
9.3 is the Shire of Yilgarn Local Emergency Management Advisory Committee. The Shire President normally chairs this meeting together with a backup councillor. So we seek one nomination from a councillor together with the Shire President, unless the Shire President chooses to delegate.
No.
Right. So a nomination for one councillor.
Councillor Newbury. Mover. Councillor Rose. Councillor Rooney. No one against? Carried.
9.4 is the Shire of Yilgarn History Museum Advisory Committee. We have two councillors on this committee. They meet generally six times a year at the museum. We're seeking two members.
Anyone?
Or one member?
Of the museum. Councillor Newbury.
Yep. So the recommendation is that council appoints Councillor Newbury as its representative on the Shire of Yilgarn History Museum Advisory Committee.
Mover. Councillor Rose, Councillor Green. No one against? Carried.
9.5, Shire of Yilgarn Tourism Advisory Committee. We normally have two councillors on this committee. We meet ad hoc and generally no more than once a quarter.
Councillor Rose and Councillor Greenwich. Move and seconder. Councillor Newbury, Councillor Guarini. No one against? Carried.
9.6 is the Shire of Yilgarn Roads Advisory Committee. Don't meet regularly, it's ad hoc as and when required, normally when there's complex matters relating to road use or upgrades. We normally have three councillors appointed to this committee.
Councillor Rose, Councillor Greening and myself. Mover. Councillor Greenwich, Councillor Bradford. No one against? Carried.
Shire of Yilgarn Community Enhancement Fund Advisory Committee. This was adopted earlier in the year in regards to our Community Enhancement Fund. We did put out a expression of interest for community members, but have had no interest as yet. However, we do need, from the terms of reference, three councillors for this committee, and then we will seek again once we've got the committee form from a councillor point of view to see if there's any more public interest for that committee. But we do need three councillor representatives.
Councillor Greenwich, Newbury and Rose. Mover. Councillor Greeny, Bradford. No one against? Carried.
Moving on to item 10 is the election of councillors to various committees of council and external committees. So these aren't so much advisory committees, but just generally committees where councillors have a representation. So item 10.1 is a Yilgarn Community Support Group. We normally have one councillor on that.
Councillor Newbury. Mover. So they've got to move and second these as well. Councillor Greenwich and Greeny. No one against? Passed.
10.2 is the Local Action Group Skillington Wee Committee. I have had word that this may not be operating at the moment. Happy to still put it to the vote if it is continuing, but if in fact it has folded, which we'll follow up with the committee, then we just, the nominations are withdrawn. So happy to take nominations or from council if we are aware that it is no longer operating.
Councillor Rose. And Greeny. Mover. Councillor Greenwich and Newbury. None against? Passed.
Item 10.3 is a Wheatbelt East Regional Organisation of Councils, or WEROC. Normally the Shire President would attend this with myself. However, it can be delegated if the Shire President so chooses.
I'd like to stay for that.
Yep. Recommendation would be that Council appoints Councillor Close and the Chief Executive Officer as its representatives on the Wheatbelt East Regional Organisation of Councils Board.
Mover, Bradford and Greeny. No one against? Passed.
10.4 is the Great Eastern Country Zone of Wilga. We've had councillor, or the Shire President and Deputy President were councillor or council's previous representatives. It's probably important that the Shire President is the attendee to this, although he can delegate and normally have a second councillor.
I'll still carry that if it's all right. Yeah. We need a second councillor, Newbury. Mover, Councillor Rose and Councillor Greeny. No one against? Carried.
10.5 was the Mount Morton Intractable Waste Disposal Facility Community Liaison Committee. I think that has been scratched from the books. Moving on then to 10.6 is a Great Western Woodlands Reference Group. We've normally had one representative on the reference group. I'm not sure how often they meet.
Haven't had a meeting in 2 years. I'll still stand for that if you want.
Yep.
Just in case they decide to have a meeting. Have a mover. Greenwich and Greeny. No one against? Carried.
Item 10.7 is a Wheatbelt North Regional Road Group and Subgroup. We normally have the Shire President and Deputy Shire President were the previous representatives, though can appoint councillors to this position as well. And normally there's two nominations.
I'll still take that on as well, but I need a seconder. Someone else want to come on the road group? Councillor Bradford. Mover. Councillor Rose, Councillor Greenwich. No one against? Carried.
10.8 is the Eastern Wheatbelt Declared Species Group. We've normally had one councillor represent the Shire on this group.
Councillor Greeny. Mover. Councillor Rose, Councillor Newbury. No one against? Carried.
10.9 is Rural Health West. We've normally had two councillors appointed to this group.
Councillor Greenwich and Councillor Newbury. Move and seconder. Councillor Rose. Councillor Bradford. No one against? Carried.
10.10 is the Local Health Advisory Committee. We've normally had one representative on this committee. And this is, if I can, sorry, is for the representative for the Local Health Advisory Committee and the District Health Advisory Committee. We've had correspondence from the District Health Advisory Committee that they haven't had a representative for some time and they would like to put more focus into this.
Councillor Newbury. Move and seconder. Councillor Rose, Councillor Bradford. No one against? Carried.
10.11 is a Wheatbelt Ag Care Committee. We've normally had one councillor as a representative on this committee.
Councillor Newbury. Move and seconder. Councillor Rose. Councillor Greeny. No one against? Carried.
10.12 is the Central East Aged Care Alliance Incorporated, or SEACA. We've normally had one member, well, it's been the Shire President, but there is we need one member on the group, on the board, I should say.
Councillor Bradford. Move and seconder. Councillor Rose, Councillor Greenwich. No one against? Carried.
10.13 is the Development Assessment Panel. We normally appoint two councillors as members and appoint two councillors as alternative members, and there is some training, required training that needs to be done to be on the Development Assessment Panel. So if we could have two members and two alternate members.
I'll still run for that. Councillor Bradford.
Yep. And alternate members.
Councillor Newbury and Councillor Greenwich. Move and seconder. Councillor Greeny, Councillor Rose. No one against? Carried.
And that's it for nominations.
There's enough, isn't it?
Yep.
Cool.
That'll do.
Confirmation minutes. Well, we don't need all that, do we?
No, there's none.
Petitions, interpretations, don't need that. Application for leave for absence, no. That's it. Declare the meeting closed. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Mr. Del Bosco, for your years previous.